Let me say one quick thing just in general, that having applied the prior motion, we are now looking at a total deficit after capital of $101,000, which is better, and before capital of $31,000, just for a bit of perspective on where we're going, hopefully, in the next 20 minutes. LaVarne, do you want to address the issue of whether we need to put that in the budget or not put it in the budget? Or
Yeah, the national board meetings actually paid here at the national office and is taken out of central services, but perhaps we should reconsider that. And
well, we're not going to reconsider it right now.
The other thing is that on the point you had said on when you were talking about the deficit, you know, it basically, you know, you can look at it so people won't get into this confusion thing about capital. That's capital that goes on the cash flow sheet. So if you just look at the deficit, what we want to do is get look at the deficit before the capital item. So just look at the P&L.
Bruce?
Well, you've got the capital items on the budget, and you've got a surplus deficit bottom line.
I know. That's a carryover from, you know, all those years in the past where it was kind of ignored. But, you know, perhaps what we can do, this is just an offline, is that we can consult to see what is the best way to show that. And that was just a method that they've used and that they used in the past. But they also didn't show depreciation in the past. But that's just something we can look forward to doing after we get through this budgeting process. How we actually show that.
Okay. Yes, Bruce.
Can I respond? I know before we get distracted on another issue again, I know this isn't a large amount of money, the difference of $5,700, but I just want to make a point before we move on. My memory is last year and this year we were told we had to put the board meeting and travel expenses in our budget, and that's what we did. So it just seems to me that just as a point of fairness, you know, that one station shouldn't be allowed to not have to put it in their budget when other stations do. And I don't know what, you know, how Bill feels with Houston. I don't remember now what Houston did, but I thought he said that they did put it in their budget. And I don't know what Kay is doing or WBAI, but if we vote yes, if we get to the point where we balance this budget and we vote yes, we're basically approving the fact that KPFA doesn't have to budget for board meetings and travel. And that bothers me a little bit. But,
point of information. These issues that are brought up, that's why we have these discussions. So what we will do is that, although it's been approved, that, you know, we reserve the right to make everything consistent. And so that would come out of your budget. You would not be, you would not carry it in the budget if it's not. But with the way, and we've only had like, I guess this will be the third meeting in this calendar fiscal year. So our board meeting cost has been down. Of course, we didn't have, so, but we will have it consistent, and we did pay for it here in the national. The expenses are in the national office this year. But we will take it out. It will be consistent.
Okay. With that, folks. Yes, Bill.
And like Bruce was saying, that for KPFT, we have $21,000 in the approved budget that the PNB already voted on that comes out of the KPFT budget for just the election expense, and another $12,000 for the PNB. And by the way, to answer the earlier question, you know, regarding some of the carryover of the local election supervisor expense of the following year, there was, in this year's fiscal year's budget, FY11, there's $9,150 in LSB election expenses. That was the last part of the last election cycle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can we live with this number? Okay, on to administrative expenses.
Oh.
Okay, on these, and I would suggest
I have one question.
Yeah.
On under administrative, just, and I don't, there might be an explanation for this, but I noticed under, it's line item 6665, computer maintenance, and the total amount for the year is $62,000.
We already covered that, Bruce, when you weren't here. It's been lowered to
$12,000.
No, it's okay. Thanks for pointing it out.
This is Ken. I'd make a recommendation that instead of going to admin expenses and going through it sequentially, we should go right to development, because that's the biggest increase in the operating expenses. And if we stop it there, we're done.
Unless anyone has a deep need to go into administrative.
I have a question about that.
Yes.
If we are leaving the depreciation in as an administrative in that category,
mm-hmm.
are we going to get any information that might show whether or not this is really an accurate figure? I feel like there's a lot of question about how this figure is arrived at.
Arlene, can you give us the depreciation schedules for KPFA and make that available? Arlene?
I don't actually have that, if that's what you mean, but we can ask the auditor for it.
We have it on the balance sheet. I can send you a copy of the balance sheet. I can read it to you right now. Yeah, it's...
You don't need to do that. Just send it.
Now I have the information right here in my hand. Okay. Accumulated depreciation, this is for KPFA. You have office equipment and furniture and fixtures. You have computer. You have technical. You have the transmitter, which is, you know, a large number, so it's technical. You have building, building studio, which is, you know, the accumulated depreciation at this point is $976,000. And you have the phone system. So most of these items have been, you know, we're really going down in terms of accumulated depreciation. So that's what we have.
Can you say that again one more time, quickly?
On the accumulated depreciation, the largest number, of course, is technical, and that's $1.3 million. You have a transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
The accumulated depreciation is about $366. The building is $211, and the studio is $976,000,
okay.
And the phone system is $25,851, and they are in need of a new phone system. And the office equipment, furniture, and fixtures is accumulated depreciation of $121,000. Computers, $209,000. And with computers, like basically in terms of most of those are expense because the computers usually have a life of about 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The the programming expenses are fairly consistent. There's one potential thing that we could look at there, but it's fairly small. As Ken stated, he was interested in development. So, Ken, tell us what you've got there.
I got item 6750, premium other vendors. And now, again, I'm just using the spreadsheet that was sent to me, FY 2011 year-to-date estimate on 6750 was $104,000, and the budget is $164,000. So that's $60,000 extra. Maybe somebody's got an idea that, you know, I think KPFA has a history of just selling premiums that are not very materialistic or expensive, and maybe they want to change that. I would give them a leeway of a $20,000 increase maybe for an experiment, but not a $60,000 increase. So they could try selling gold rings or something. So I would cut the increase in premium other vendors by $40,000. And then the other big one is the advertising promo, I concur, but the direct mail printing is going up by $8,000. And also big donor, major donor money, the wine and dine, the big donors, $24,000. That seems like
I think that's a little high myself. Yeah,
a $20,000 increase. So those are areas, and the one last one is a thing I don't know what it is. Caging subscription systems. That's another $20,000. So those are the areas I think we could cut. And I believe Bill also sent out an email of inconsistencies between the development expenses. The one's going up and the other's going down. But those are the areas. I think the big target is premium other vendors, major donor expenses, and caging subscriptions. So I'll admit I don't
okay.
know what that is.
Yeah. Speaking for myself, I noticed the major donor expenses too, and I think while it could be nice under the circumstances, that needs to go down. The caging costs are complicated, and I'm not entirely sure that I'm comfortable changing that. I am interested in the large premium increase, and I'm wondering, Barbara, if you have any insights into that.
I do not. I'm sorry. I wasn't in on the discussions with the group of people who went over all of that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Maybe a point of information. Maybe somebody there can define caging subscription services because it's going up by 20,000.
This is Kim to the stack. What I believe it is when we have people who make donations and it's finance. You know, it's like a debit card where a monthly. They take it out monthly, and we pay to have that done.
Barbara.
My sense of it, and I'm going to get back to this in a second.
I know what
it
is. It's
LaVarne.
Guys, we're all getting tired. Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
Well, LaVarne can speak to this, too. It's the cost of having a lockbox and the processes that you pay for, say, if it's a bank, to process the receipts when they come in that way.
Yeah.
Like what
LaVarne?
I said, right?
It's on the assumption sheet. You can
what
find
Kim,
it here.
What Kim was saying was only part of it.
It's
okay.
On the tab where it has assumptions and additional information. If you look at line 105, you can find it there.
Yeah, I think those are probably fairly locked in expenses is my sense of things. But I would like to
directly
towards.
This is an auditor requirement.
It's not an auditor requirement to have the most expensive version of this, but it is not a bad idea.
Okay. What I would like to point us towards,
can
I
say one other thing? It's based on an estimate of it's a factor, so it's based on a percentage. So it's how well your percentage based on your prior year expenses were. So, you know, it's like they're using like 6.25 as premiums expense as a percentage, I guess, of total whatever. Maybe there was the listener support. So that's what it is. Well, yeah, but it's the whole, all of them, that's what it's based on. So, yeah. So that's it.
All right. LaVarne, where are the premium expenses calculated? And do you have any sense why this is so high?
The premium costs are calculated in that same. It's based on this percentage expense. Premiums expense 6.250. So what you'd have to do is look at your cost. That's what they have in your prior year, and you apply that premium expense to the listener support, and that's how it was calculated. But see, the point is that you pick a percentage, so maybe the percentage is a little high. Maybe the percentage should be going down. The other thing is that I said is that we should get more premiums from the archives. And this year, it actually the archives premiums were total $6,000, and the budget I believe it's less. So, and the target, my target for premiums from archives is 10%. From each station, so that's what we're going to have to work on. So if you get premiums from the archives, it's definitely going to be this expensive.
Ken to the stack.
Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, if we could take a look at the document called KPFA Fiscal Year 2012 Budget that was distributed by the CFO on line 60, on the tab called Budget FY 2012. Line, I'm sorry, I lost it here a second. It's GL item 6750. It's line 147 on the spreadsheet. there's a nearly a 60% increase in premium of other vendors. We're not calculating the same cost-to-profit ratio because the listener support is not calculated as increasing 60%, but the cost of the items we're just distributing is going up 60%. That's just the cost of the items.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the cost of mailing them or these other things. Those things are all proportional. However, there are economies. If we go from DVDs, which are 50 cents a piece, and instead we're selling vitamins, in other words, a DVD might cost you 50 cents and you get a $25 subscription. The vitamins might cost you $50 and you get a $100 subscription. The ratios are different. So the more material the goods are, the higher we pay. And we're burdened with that at KPFK. That's what we're doing. We're doing a fund drive where we're offering personal benefit items, books, so forth. KPFA has a history of being much more successful because we've compared it. And in fact, at KPFK, we put in an initiative that our fund drives have to get a higher profit ratio and stop. They have to come close to KPFA's performance by doing fund drives that get a response with lower materialistic products that have to cost, we have to buy them, we have to pack them, we have to ship them, and so forth. So we shouldn't, KPFA shouldn't abandon their successful action. They're getting a high return on their premiums. So I don't understand why it would be going up 60%. That's $60,000. And that's more than half of what we're looking to save here.
Kim to Stack.
And LaVarne. Part of information for me.
Oh, you guys are wearing me out. All right. Well, we're gonna get through this. Okay. I heard Kim. I heard LaVarne. I'm gonna put myself on the stack. Go ahead, Kim.
Just a quick comment, a quick thought. Perhaps some of that increase is because they were expecting to increase the fund drive days, which we already nixed.
Mm-hmm. That could well be. LaVarne, you were next.
There's also another tab, another sheet in the budget, and it's called development. So it has in detail how they're building up these costs. But still, this line item that's sitting there with the cost of premiums, is for other vendors. And then there's a decrease in the cost of premiums from PRA. So that's definitely
And that came up at the LSB that was a money saving option. It was voted down, but it did come up. Okay, I'm going to make a couple of suggestions now. LaVarne, you are telling me that you consider it a balanced budget. If the line net income net loss is positive, even if the capital items throw us over into deficit, is that correct?
I heard her. She said that.
I'm not sure if I want to say that.
You did say it.
Can you clarify a bit? Because $31,000 is a different number than $101,000, and we need to know where we need to get to. I mean, obviously, some surplus is not a bad idea either, but let's know what the bottom line is.
Right. We are looking for a surplus, and that if. And this is a choice of the station and the general manager. If you're looking at zero, then that means you don't have any money to spend on capital. I mean, you have to prioritize. If you have capital items that need replacing, you're going to have to try to find a surplus within your budget. But when you look at your profit and loss at the end of the year, when you do the audit, it's based on your expenses. But, you cannot over if you don't have any cash either. So we have to look at the cash flow, which we'll look at after the budgets are accumulated.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to be on the stack, or can I put myself on and start trying to kind of craft a motion out of this? Yeah, go ahead.
Bill. Yeah, I kind of tend to agree with Ken. If there's no real justification for the increases, any of the increases in development expense, then I think we should cap them at what last year's approved budget was. I'm still not hearing a lot of reasons for the increases.
Some of this stuff was probably in last year's approved budget. The differentials that Ken is pointing to have to do with actuals and may or may not have to do with, well, no, the numbers were substantially lower. So let's see where we are.
Point of information, I have information
yeah.
here on the premium. The amount for July year-to-date was $112,900. And I'm projecting that full year, since will be approximately about $130,000. So $130,000 in 2011 versus $164,794 in 2012 is a substantial jump.
Okay.
Point of information. Are the fund drives...
Kim, just a second. Let me say something. I mean, Jesus. Just a moment, okay? All right. The other items that are substantially increased. I think we're going to have to live with the increase in caging subscription services. In addition to the premiums, we have a substantial increase in the advertising promo budget, which is dear to my heart, but basically we didn't have one, and we're trying to allocate $12,000 for that. The other item is our major donor expenses, which have not been at this level until since 2009. And given the fact that we've capped some of the development expectations, I think that may be an item that substantially needs to be cut. If we were to premiums closer down to actuals, half or more the major donor category, and although it makes me sad, perhaps the promotional budget a bit, we probably could get ourselves a savings of $60,000-$70,000. And the place that that would take us to is we'd have a $40,000 surplus before capital, and we'd be still in negative numbers after capital, although not by a humongous amount. About $20,000 or $30,000. Another cut that has been put out there, and I will just sort of lay it out, and we can discuss whether it makes sense or not, was we do maintain $35,000 in supplementary news services in our programming expenses, both Associated Press and Reuters. And it has been brought up from time to time that if we needed some money, that we might be able to make do with one news service rather than two, considering that we also get a significant amount of news from FSRN and Al Jazeera in terms of content. That would save about another $15,000 or so. Kim, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, ultimately, the fund drive days are going to be the same as last year. That was just yes. Okay, that's all
yeah.
I wanted.
We didn't cut them back.
Right.
Arlene, Jack.
Bruce.
I heard Arlene, then I heard Bruce.
Yeah, just a real brief point, and that is those news services. I know at least with AP that they have kind of an automatic extension contract, and if you haven't canceled it 60 days in advance of them renewing the two-year contract, they go into an automatic renewal that you really can't get out of. So we have to
right.
explore where they may be in those contracts and whether it's possible.
Okay. So that may not be possible.
And even if it's not possible for this year, it may be that it would apply for next year.
Well, with KKFA, I know that it renewed, I believe, in January, because that was when there wasn't a general manager, and I received it, and we were asking questions about it. So I believe it was like December, January, and that's exactly what they told me. They were already, it was automatic renewal, and we couldn't do anything. So what we're doing is that we're getting this contract renewal information for each station so everyone is aware and we can move on those.
And in all fairness to station interim manager, and I believe he's discussed it with the news department, that it's possible to make some cutbacks. It's just a question of when they can occur.
Okay. Sounds good. Bruce, you were up next. And
Bill. And Bill.
Yeah, and we're running out of time. Okay, Bruce,
okay,
go.
I'll try real quick, since you were listing things to cut. If we could just skip down to the next item on the section of the budget is community events expenses.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that the total expenses for community special events and craft fairs and whatever is $88,000.
Yeah.
Which is almost, I think I figured it was
48%.
And I'm just wondering if that's kind of high and if that amount can be cut back somewhat.
Let me just break that out quickly because I know what the explanation is. There are two basic categories. One is the sort of lectures that we do on an ongoing basis. We do make some money on those. The expenses are about $15,000, and generally the profits are in the mid-30s. And those we do several times a year. On the crafts fair, it has come up that it has an extremely narrow margin. Basically, we are spending somewhere between 75 and 90, and we are in return grossing somewhere between 90 and 110. It has come up for discussion at our LSB. For now, it was sort of felt that this year's crafts fair was under development. It was already sort of going forward, and that it was something that we would take a very careful look at for the next budget, but that for this process, basically contracts that had already been signed, and that this was sort of in motion. I agree that the profit margin on the crafts fair has been narrowing for many years, and it's an issue.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Because you just said something, and I'll have to admit, I'm a little puzzled. It may just be me. But this is a budget that we're working on for 2012. And in this case, and in the case of the news services, what we're being told is that the commitments are already made. The commitments were made before a budget was even designed and approved. And I guess I don't understand that way of doing things. Because it means
Barbara,
we have
to the stack.
Okay, Barbara, you next.
Well, just quickly, the timing of how you plan this doesn't match the budget timing. So it does overlap. And the other thing is both of these categories of community events pay for themselves. It's not like you're not going to save money by cutting these events because this is not – the people who are running these things are generating the money that it costs to put them on. And so, in fact, there's a lot of goodwill and recognition for the station, even if these – in this kind of – economy that we're living in now aren't huge money makers.
Yeah. But if I could just ask, I guess what I'm saying is not cut the events, because you're right, you want to raise the income. I'm just wondering if the proportion of expense to what we get out of it, could be improved. I'm just wondering if the
uh-huh.
amount being spent is totally necessary, or if you couldn't drive the same kind of income, but spend a little less to do it. I'm just raising that question.
Well, let me say that the crafts fair expenses have, over the past couple of years, in response to the revenue dropping, there's an inverse relationship here, they have been cut by about 15 to 20%. So there is an effort to do that. However, it's been matched by the revenue dropping 15 to 20%, so nothing really has changed, and it's sort of a chicken and egg thing, like which happened first. I don't know. I think probably the revenue dropped and then the expenses dropped in response, and we haven't quite figured out if we're in a downward cycle or what that entirely means. It may also mean that the crafts fair happened in the middle of a weekend of thunderstorms for 2 years in a row. That's also an issue.
One more comment from Barbara, please.
But
and
it's an issue.
Back.
Okay, Barbara.
This also, the craft fair in particular, I want to make this comment about, is a place where a lot of artists make a substantial income. And we are supporting the arts community. They support KPFA and Pacifica. So I think it's not just what we're, you know, it's the people who are participating get a lot out of this as well.
Bill, you were next on the stack, and then I might take my hand at a motion so we can have hope of ever getting off the phone. Go ahead.
So time's growing short for when we have to approve this, and I guess we'll be dealing with it Tuesday. But it almost sounds like we're kind of micromanaging, and I'm wondering if there's time to go back to the station management and say, adjust whichever expense items you think should be adjusted to make it the total match the revenue that we've come up with. And after getting the answer that Arlene gets from our CPA or her CPA, our auditor or CPA friend about the depreciation.
Okay.
Is there time to do that?
Can we so move?
Well, hold on a second. The short answer, Bill, is that if your goal is to get a budget ready for the open meeting, for the in-person meeting, it's going to be very difficult because we have two more budgets we haven't even looked at and two more meetings, and then we turn it into a pumpkin. Also, the KPFA general manager is out of town until the 18th. So while it is possible to have some conversation over email, I don't know whether that's a valid process. I mean, the man is on vacation, and that's who you're asking us to dialogue with. My sense of things is that we would be well-served to come up with a set of recommendations. I don't think anything prevents anyone from collecting feedback and bringing it to the full board prior to the full board's discussion and approval. But I do think that we have an obligation to put forward something that is not in deficit as a recommendation. And I know I don't think at this point we have a lot more time.
10 to the stack.
To some degree, this level of discussion is supposed to be going on in June, July, and August when the budget is under development. And if it did not do so, I'm not sure that the NFC can totally cover all of that. I don't think we're free to have more meetings next week than the two we have scheduled. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's physically possible. So my short answer is, my opinion is, I don't think we have time. Ken, go ahead.
Okay.
Can I add Bruce after that?
I concur with what Tracy's saying. The elasticity that people are looking for has snapped. There's been all this time to get budgets, to get them approved, to get them done by management and shown to the LSB and approved, et cetera, et cetera. We're at this stage, according to our timetable, the NFC comes in and designs the budget with adequate specificity that can be approved by the PNB in the in-person meeting. Let's just move forward. It's just a budget. You know, the next thing is to get people to comply with the budget, which is a whole other story. But we allow for some elasticity in the payroll in terms of the personnel costs. But at this point in time, we should specify where we can make cuts to provide a balanced budget. If revenues exceed what we anticipated, that's wonderful. We can, build up reserves, pay past debts, maybe give people bonuses. But if the economy continues to sink or things don't happen, we'll be in better shape than if we act extravagantly. So I would really think it's past midnight in New York. I think we should move forward and allow Tracy to make some kind of a suggestion so we can have a balanced budget.
Yeah, I think there's a motion about to come. There may be another contradictory motion. I'm not sure if Bill was actually putting something formally up as a motion or not, and he can clarify that. Maybe I'll just put something on the table, and then maybe we can kick it around a bit, and it will kind of take us to closure. I think Ken has correctly identified the categories where we need to go. So this is what I'm going to suggest. As much as I want KPFA to court major donors, we are projecting very little major donor income. And I think projecting that we're going to give 25% of it back in expenses is craziness. So I am going to suggest that based on the fact that we are only anticipating $110,000 in major donor revenue, for this year that we eliminate account 6781 in its entirety at $24,000. And I am going to suggest that we pull down our premium other vendors costs to something a bit closer to our actuals. My understanding from LaVarne is that $140,000 should be sufficient for what we did this year. And we're anticipating about the same amount of listener support next year as we had this year. So I'm going to suggest that we pull that category down to $140,000. If we do that, we have about $50,000 more in the budget. That will bring us to a small surplus in net income, net loss. It will bring us to a deficit under capital. I don't have a whole lot more than that to offer, and I don't know if that's good enough under the circumstances, but it's what I'm going to put out there.
Bruce, can I say something?
Yeah.
I agree with what your suggestions, and I want to just feel like we have to face the fact that if you have a budget that's been brought to us that has this deficit, that it means that things are projected here that are more than what can be paid for. So I know we're agonizing all over about where to make cuts and stuff, but the fact of the matter is all the things that have been defended, and said, oh, well, you can't cut this and you can't cut this, we've got to cut them. And the ones where you've identified specific things like you just did, that's great. But even some of these other items, let's just reduce the amounts because we can't say we're going to do something if we don't have the money to pay for it. So if we can't find any more specific items that we can cut that where we see they're too high, maybe we should just generally cut the numbers down by a certain amount to make the budget balance. And this is what we got to do. See, this budget should have been delivered to us. Balance. That's what we required, and it was not delivered to us. And now we're at this late date, and we said from the beginning that if stations didn't provide us with a budget, that the NFC would have to move ahead and craft them ourselves. So I think at this point, whatever the difference is, we just need to reduce everything, or as many, just go down the line and just reduce the amount of each line item. Until we reach the amount I know that sounds draconian, but we're spending a lot of time trying to do the work of people who should have done it before it got here.
Okay, I'm doing
cranky. I don't know.
No, we're all cranky. I'm doing some quick math. That's sort of where this takes us in terms of real numbers. So give me a second here. So we're down to 298,6598.
And I had a couple more line items we might could cut from administrative.
Oh, do you? Okay, that sounds constructive. What you got?
Okay, consultants, line 6,300. It went from 8,400 in FY11 to 17,000 for next year. And I assume this is in addition to what we're talking about for the development director. I don't know what it's for. And also the professional / legal fees, line 6530, went from 50,000 to 80,000.
Right.
So I suggest we cut those back to what they were in the FY11 budget.
Okay. Barbara, the $1,400 a month consultant, I thought that was the transmitter. Is that the transmitter guy?
I don't know, Tracy. I think that may be, but right now I'm... it isn't clear to me.
Well, see, that's too bad, because if it's the transmitter guy, I'm not sure we can cut it. Although I thought he was on the payroll, but I'm just not sure.
No, are you talking about Roger?
No, I'm not talking about Roger. Steve Hawes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
LaVarne, do you have any idea?
Guy on the payroll.
Yeah, do you have any idea what's in account 6,300 now? LaVarne, you can't leave. Not quite yet.
Are you speaking? Can you hear me now?
I am. Do you have any idea about our $17,000 consultant in line 6300? It's
it
not development, as far as I know.
Barbara, do you know who that is?
I don't. Not right now. I'd have to dig through a bunch of papers, and I don't think I have the information anyway.
Did you mention Steve Hawes?
He's on the payroll.
Okay, so it's not Steve Hawes.
No.
It could be that it's Kim Klein, because that amount is similar, but I was told that was in the last fiscal year, not in this fiscal year.
That number does sound like Kim Klein to me, but
mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if it got put in to next year, because I think, you know, really, when we changed the development director position to a $65,000 rather than a higher salary, that Andrew wanted to retain $17,000 to still have consultant for development as well.
Ah, so we could not retain
that.
I understand it. That was for Kim Klein.
Okay, then that is... Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is a public stream.
That's true.
You really think anybody's
up
this late listening to us?
Well,
no, I don't, but still.
This is Bruce. As long as we're administrative, can I ask some questions?
Why not?
Okay, line 6660, other administrative expenses, $8,750.
Yes, I know
what
that is. That is most of it, the $3,050 and the $1,200 specifically relate to handicapped access improvements that specifically involve workstations. We have a disability show at KPFA, and we have several individuals that need some accommodations. And it has been through several budget processes, and we promised that this year we would invest the $4,000 or so in that. That is a good chunk of it. The $450 per month that's stretched out after that is probably just a random allocation.
Well, maybe that's something to look at. What about personnel search? You have $1,000 here. What positions? Is there actually positions, management positions here?
We've got interim management, so theoretically they'll be personnel. You know, we have to put the ads in.
Uh-huh. And you have, I'm getting really picky here, but you have $100 for meeting expenses, $760 for travel, $5,000 for travel mileage.
Yeah.
And $5,000 for office supplies. Could that be reduced a little bit? I mean, can we take off some money here and there?
Yeah, we probably could.
I know some of these things. I know you can't. There's some things that are fixed costs, but look at
it. Point of information.
They're going to have to pinch some pennies here somewhere. We got to.
Yeah. Barbara, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to hear what you were going to tell us. You tallied up. I don't think you've.
Given the tallying.
And,
sure.
And because my point of information is, are we giving up on the prospect of leaving at least some deficit after adding capital items?
I don't know. But what I will tell you is before capital, we are now at a skinny surplus of $16,483, which is good. After we insert the capital items, we have a deficit of $53,017. But don't forget that some of those capital items are not necessarily mandatory, number one. And number two, this is including our depreciation allowance.
Mm-hmm.
So that said...
let's call it a night.
And Bill, point of information.
Well, the question is whether we can submit this or not. I mean, that's really the question. Bill, go ahead.
Well, on the depreciation, when Arlene checks on how to handle that, hope she can also ask about the capital items. If we can go ahead and appreciate those, and I think we can, then that would lower the expense for this year by probably $30,000 or $40,000.
Yep, it would. The only, you know, comment that I would make is that the Heath bequest is not per se a capital item exactly. And that's $25,000 of it.
Yeah.
So we might want to make sure that we have enough cash to cover that because that's a cash transaction. On the other items, you're absolutely right.
Barbara, for...
Some of these items are small enough that I don't think they can be, that they'll be depreciated. I think they're actual expense items.
Okay.
I'd like to make
well,
a comment
guys,
about the
yeah, we,
reimbursement.
Okay, we can do that, but let's see if we can bang out another $50,000 or $60,000 out of here somewhere. If we can do that, and again, these are cuts that we made in the revenue projections that are now coming back to haunt us. I think if we can do that, we can call it a night, but that's basically what we're looking at. Yes, go ahead.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
The comment I'd like to make, I'm not asking to change anything specifically about the Heath reimbursement, but it's been pointed out to me that money was used because stations were not up to date with their central services contributions. And it's been pointed out to me that at that point in time, KPFA was not behind. So if you want to cut out some expense for us, it wouldn't be without reason. We were not the cause of the being behind in central services at the time that that money was used.
All right. It seems to me that it is the final year, as I understand it, of rebuilding that asset and that it's a line item that all the stations are paying. Because we do need to have an asset. We don't. But that said, all right, let's bear down here because
this
call needs
Bruce,
to end. Yes.
This is Bruce again. Something I just thought, I don't know if I may be barking up the wrong tree, but, you know, we voted earlier to reduce the amount of revenue. And does that affect shared expenses? In other words, we need to adjust those figures for shared expenses. Does that bring us down at all?
The only item that we reduce that might is the website income non-fund drive. My understanding is...
That's not subject.
It's not?
Not a non-fund drive website.
I think it actually is.
Mm-mm.
LaVarne, can you clarify?
It
is. Yeah, that's my understanding. And the minor donations?
It,
the 5,000 one?
Yeah, what about that?
Less than 1,000 should also be. So
okay.
We will...
it's not, yeah, it's not a whopping amount of money, but...
No,
yeah.
There'll be some rejection.
I mean, you know, there might be some.
All right, I think we basically have a couple of choices here. If we take a look at the capital expenses, I think we have a couple of items that could be moved into sort of wish list category, which includes some of the broadcast tech equipment. I was told that some of that would be nice if the money panned out, but that probably about $10,000 of that could be optional. We have the option to trim our legal expenses slightly. That could be insane. I don't know, but one would hope that we could. They are projected somewhat higher than certainly what we budgeted last year, although they're not necessarily higher than what we actually spent last year. And we could put the consultant category basically into a wish list type scenario that we're not necessarily committing to spend that money unless and until our revenue projections prove to be positive. If we were to put the broadcast equipment in a wish list, put the consultant in a wish list, and trim our legal by $10,000 or so, then we'd be getting fairly close to a balanced position. How do people feel about those kinds of trims?
Good.
Okay. Well, let me see where we end up if we do that.
Could you, I'm sorry, state them again, Tracy, while you're writing them down or inputting them or whatever you're doing there?
Yeah, inputting. So in capital equipment, my recollection from the board meeting was that we were presented with basically a wish list on the broadcast equipment, but we were also told that if the money wasn't there, some of these expenses could be put off. So I'm suggesting, my recollection was that one of the $6,000 expenses was in that category and the $4,000 expense was in that category. And it really would be nice, and removing them from the budget doesn't mean that we're not hoping that we can spend that money, but that in terms of a binding commitment to spend it, that was optional. So I'm suggesting
cut six and cut four?
Cut the six and the four. The six is in December and the four is in September.
And that leaves something, at least?
That leaves us $10,000 to be spent as, wait a minute. No, that actually leaves $8,500 to be spent on the top priorities, with the rest basically on a wish list kind of, you know, list. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing that I'm suggesting. And what else was suggesting? I can't even remember now.
You said trim legal costs.
I'm suggesting that we trim the fundraising consultant and put it into a, let's see how we're doing if we can afford this category.
The whole $17,000?
Yeah, I think it's all the same person. I mean, it has to be. It's like allocated out at, yeah, 14, 17. So that's going to be a $17,000 expense. Let's see. So that's,
did you want clarification on what that broadcast testing equipment is?
Do I have clarification right now?
It's on the KPFA LSB approved budget that we got a few weeks ago. It
yes.
says what the 6K is for and the 4K and the 2.5. If it matters, I can tell you what it says.
Okay, tell me what it says. I think one of it is a Comtrex, and I'm not 6K, sure what the other.
6K Crown Exciter replacement / backup. Current backup is only at 50% power.
Right.
The 4K is the Comrex access to 4G technology when needed. And the 2.5K Omni One processor needed for quality internet streaming.
Right. The $4,000 was optional, as I recall. It would be nice to get up to 4G. It wasn't necessarily a deal breaker. The $6,000 item, they really, really want to do, and I think it's important. But that's what a wish list is. And I think that the revenue projections are conservative enough that it's likely that it can be spent. But it may be that we're not in a position to guarantee that by placing it in the budget. Okay, so that takes administrative. If we don't do the fund, the $17,000 consultant down to $426,213. Okay, and the last item I suggested was a $10,000 trim on legal. Is that doable? Nobody cares anymore. You're all asleep.
That,
okay.
The lawyer.
Duly noted.
No, I just put
is
myself
that
on.
Is something our Lena Rubarn should come on?
I don't think any of us can judge that, Tracy, about that.
Whether or not people are going to sue each other, you mean, Kim?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Are those already committed settlement costs or anything?
No, they're projected. That I'm sure of.
Yeah.
All right.
This is LaVarne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really can't say. I certainly can't say on an open call.
Okay, then what I'm going to do is let me just tell you, if we make those cuts, where we are.
Including the $10,000?
Yeah. Because I haven't heard any wildly other ideas.
Well, why is in the professional legal fees, why is the first 2 months $15,000 each, and then all the other months are $5,000?
I don't know the answer.
Well, probably, I don't know, how soon do they start working on the audit?
Oh, is that what that is?
I don't know.
No. No, it's not the audit. These are legal fees.
Okay.
The audit is paid by National.
Okay, so
right.
That's legal fees.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, here's what we have. We have net income before capital, $43,485. After capital, we have a deficit of $16,000. So the question is, are we comfortable submitting that to the PNB? Or does someone else want to scrape up $16,000 out of somewhere so there's no deficit whatsoever and no, this is not a surplus budget?
Does that include depreciation?
It does. So depreciation
okay. is
which fully covered.
Which is $113,000 something.
Right, which is fully covered. So we will not get scraped by depreciation. In this budget, there will probably be a couple of small reductions in central services in the final number, but I can't calculate that right now. I think that this budget is okay. I'm assuming the $10,000 leasehold improvement is something that's important. Barbara, do you have any recollection? I mean, is that money?
Well, I know there was a whole list of things that this, you know, the station has been working, you know, getting
right.
each year some of it done. And I think this was arriving at the end of this list of things that have been waiting to be done.
Okay.
I think part of it includes not only workstations, but lighting.
Yeah, which is important.
That's the kind of thing your development person might be able to get mm-hmm. from major donors.
Right.
They said effectively like a little grant.
Okay. I have a suggestion. It's probably not going to please anyone, but we have to get off the phone. We're only talking about $15,000 or $16,000. After capital.
Mm-hmm.
Are people willing to consider giving back a little on the donations cuts that we made earlier?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I'm just looking at. That we cut $40,000 from
right.
donations, less, and perhaps that was too much. And could we reduce that from $40,000 to reducing it only $20,000?
I think I could live with that. can you all live with it? Is the question.
I could. I mean, I think it puts. You know, the station is going to be under the gun to work real hard to generate the revenue. But, again, when I looked at past years, 156 was kind of in the ballpark. It was on the high side. But so if
All right.
we reduced it to 136, it's even more in the for KPFA in the doable range. Right now, we got it reduced to 116.
Okay, let me do some math on where we end up here. Oh, God. And then 55,000. Okay.
And if the capital items can be depreciated and they can be put back in, the ones we're cutting?
Hypothetically, sure. I mean, yeah, we don't know, but yeah. That takes us to 3.551. Well, that would get us to an after-capital surplus of $3,985. So if there are no violent objections, I think that may be the right place for us to stop.
So, to the lady is chair of the committee.
Yeah. And my apologies for this process, but I think it's about the best we can do. So, I think what I will do, and then we will be off the phone in 5 minutes, is I will make a motion summarizing this last set of changes, and then we will make a motion to approve the KPFA budget, and then we will all go home. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. So, the omnibus motion is increase account 5001 or set account 5001 at $145,000. Set account 6530 at $70,000. That account.
Which account?
Information. Names of the account, not just the number.
Yes. That account 5001. Donations of less than $1,000 at $145,000. That account, 6530 professional legal fees at $70,000. Set account 6300 consultants 20. Set account 1400 broadcast technical equipment to $8,500. Period. And then I guess approving the budget would be a second motion.
This is Ken. I just have just a question.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been off the call for a minute. So that first item, that first account, 51, the one you were moving to 175, was that an account or a revenue account?
5001 is a revenue account. It's donations less than $1,000. Looking at the budget, we felt like we needed to add in a little bit of revenue, so it's now at $145,000. We had cut it substantially. We put a little bit of that back in.
How much back in?
It was at what? 20.
20,000?
Yeah, half of what we cut.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So are there any objections to that motion?
Yay.
Tracy, you there?
Tracy, did you faint because there were no objections?
I think she fell off the phone call.
I guarantee she'll be back.
Maybe her battery died. My Skype disconnected after 4 hours of continuous calling, so I had to call back.
I've already switched mobile phones because I ran out the battery in the first one.
Yeah. Those of you on the the coordinating committee. Don't forget we have a meeting in the morning.
I know that, Bill, and I'm so upset about that. There's no words. Okay, so I assume that we've made these changes. I will go ahead and send people basically a faceplate of what the KPFA budget now looks like. It is a small surplus after capital, but I think it's the best we can do. So I'm going to move approval of the NFC of the KPFA 2012 budget with a post-capital surplus of $3,985. Are there any objections to that motion?
Let me make sure I have it worded. The NFC recommends, I guess, to the PNB approval of, should we say the amended, since we've done stuff to it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The amended KPFA FY12 budget.
Are there any objections? Okay. Yes. Go ahead. Thank you. What was that?
I said fantastic.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for hanging in. You guys are amazing. I'm going to send you out the faceplate of the budget, not all the Excel stuff, but just what it looks like on the front. If there are any questions or concerns about it, we can bring it up briefly next Tuesday, but otherwise we're going to move on to Washington and L.A.
Good night,
Tracy.
And have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, everyone.
I have a question just for you, Tracy.
Yeah.
What you're going to send tonight, I might not be able to open in my computer. So I was hoping we could have a report for the meeting tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, I need a loan. You need me to convert it to a different format or something?
Perhaps the treasurer has a friend who can open it up and print it for her.
The problem for me is, and Bill will vouch for this, is that they scheduled a coordinating committee at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Well, why don't you just try sending it to me, and let me deal with whatever happens here on my computer.
Okay, let me do that. If I can, I will try to at least bring a printout of the faceplate. I don't know that by tomorrow morning we can have all the Excel stuff in order.
No, I wasn't thinking of that either, just the single sheet or two or three pages, whatever it is. And but just send it, and I'll see what I can do in the morning.
Okay, and I will try to bring printouts. If at all humanly possible, I will try just so you have a backup.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes. Good morning.